Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continue with the important aspect, what's an aspect with regard to our beliefs. We learned yesterday our first belief with regard to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always in existence and will always remain in existence. We did a few logical examples. Today we do a few incidents that how simple it is to understand the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first incident, once a group of atheists, those people who say they don't believe in Allah, they came to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi with the intention of killing him. The Imam asked them what they would say about a person who claims that he sees a ship laden with goods sailing on the sea, and he takes goods from one end to the other end. The ship navigates the waves perfectly, and there is no sailor to steer the ship. The goods get loaded on and off the ship by itself. They replied, it is such a nonsensical contention that no sane human being would accept it. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi told them, pity on your intelligence. If a ship cannot sail and operate without a sailor, how can this entire universe operate without an operator? Upon hearing this, all of them were embarrassed. They repented and accepted Islam at the Imam's hands. The second incident is someone once asked Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi for the proof of the Creator. That what is the proof that Allah Ta'ala is existing? He replied by indicating towards the face and said that the face of a man is small, and yet it consists of eyes, it has a nose, it has a tongue, it has cheeks, it has lips, etc. Notwithstanding this, no two persons' faces are the same. The voice, mannerisms and habits of each person is unique. In short, the fact that every person's features and profiles are not alike, nor are their voices, their tones, their habits, their characters alike, proves that this is definitely the work of a supreme creator who has blessed each person with his own uniqueness, which differs from others. This can never be the work of matter or molecules, nor can it be pure coincidence. A third incident, an atheist asked Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi for the proof of a creator. He replied that one must look at the leaves of a mulberry tree. The taste, the color and smell of all of them are alike. But when a silkworm eats therefrom, silk is produced. When a bee eats therefrom, honey is produced. When a sheep eats therefrom, it ejects its droppings. And when a deer eats therefrom, musk is produced. All these different things are made from one and the same source. It is obvious that all these different products are the result of the all-knowing, the most powerful creator. These are certainly not the result of natural consequences. If it were, then the result would have all been the same. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi allazeena astafa amma ba'd. Last night, another one in our quarter para was recited in Tarawih Salat. That is from the third para till the three quarter of the fourth para. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we stopped at the end of Surah Baqarah. Today we start with Surah Ala Imran. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is teaching us the link between Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, Surah Ala Imran. In Surah Fatiha, Allah ta'ala taught us the most important aspect and need of man is Sirati Mustaqim. We should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Sirati Mustaqim. Sirati Mustaqim. Allah ta'ala immediately told us Sirati Mustaqim is the part of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who follow this kitab, the Qur'an Kareem, in which there is no doubt. And not the part of Surah Baqarah, that is the Jews who worship the cow and their little brothers, the Hindus who worship idols. Not that part. Here Allah Ta'ala is teaching us Surah Ali Imran, that is the family of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa of Imran, that is Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And it says not the part of the Christians, that instead of recognizing their lofty position, they made them their gods and they made them their deities. So don't follow the path of the Christians also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us very beautifully in the surah that again Allah ta'ala introduces himself. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alif lam mim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. That how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that certain things only and many things only Allah has got the knowledge of. You can be how great, but if Allah wants to withstand knowledge from you, Allah will keep it behind. So certain words in the Quran Kareem also, no one has got the knowledge of it. And who has got the knowledge? Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Only that Allah, that there is nobody for you besides Him. He has given you life and He gives life to everything. And not just gives life, He sustains the entire universe. So recognize Allah, that is why Allah has sent us here to gain His ma'rifat. And one easy way to gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nazzal alayka al-kitab. Allah has revealed this kitab for you, which is absolutely true, and it testifies to the truthness of the previous kitabs that were not altered, the Torah and the Injil. In this kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how Allah ta'ala has created you, huwa alladhi yusawwirukum fil arhami kayfa yasha. How Allah Ta'ala has molded you in the wombs of the mother. That factory which is totally dark, and all other factories in the world, they need lot of lights if they're working 24/7. This is the most sophisticated factory in the world, the womb of the mother, which is in three layers of darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, three layers of darkness we create you, and how beautifully we have molded you, and how beautifully we shape you, and we take you out. Who is making all this? La ilaha illahu wal azizul hakeem. There is no one besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is most powerful, who is most wise. Walladhi anzala alayka al-kitab. And how to find your road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has revealed the kitab for you, has sent down this kitab. In this kitab there are very clear ayats for you to recognize the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, there are certain ayats which are known as mutashabihat. Those are ayats which only Allah Ta'ala knows the meaning, which is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no need for you to delve in it. All you have to realize and bring iman, that these are the words of Allah and I have to bring iman in it. Only people with their hearts that are crooked, they want to go into the depth of it, like the Salafis, etc. They want to find out the meanings of these ayats and try to find out that how is Allah Rabbul Izzat, what is His form, etc. This is detrimental to our iman. Allah Ta'ala says a sign of true knowledge is وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ أَمَنَّ بِهِ. Those who have got firm knowledge in their heart and iman, they say we bring iman in Allah. Everything is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our work is to bring iman. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. O people of iman, won't you take heed and won't you follow this path? And remember, be careful that your iman doesn't become crooked and you don't lose your iman. So every day beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After every namaz particular, read this ayat, رَبَّنَا لَا تُذِخْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْلَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. That, oh Allah, don't let me become crooked my heart after you have granted me this great gift of iman out of your mercy. Oh Allah, you the one who just blesses all the time. And remember, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to raise us, and then the reality of our iman will come out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't become like the previous nations, the Jews and the Christians, that instead of recognizing the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and follow them, they follow their passion and desires. And the test that Allah ta'ala has put in the world, that all zuyyina linnas, hubbu shahwat, minan nisa, wal banin, wal qanatir al muqantara. Allah has beautified all these things in this world, and naturally you have inclinations.
But Allah Ta'ala has made it to use, not that it becomes part of your heart and you become inclined to it and you forget Allah. That is your desires. Allah has put desires for you and Allah has put the right avenues how you can fulfill your desires. That is what human also, that is jais and halal. Your offspring also, your treasures that Allah has given you, gold and silver. It is not haram to have all these things, But learn the lamat from the mans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these branded horses, these branded cars, etc. Don't get overtaken with it. Use the best, but don't get overtaken. Don't let a slight bit of love of that come in the heart. Because ذَلِكَ مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are all the little benefits of this world which you're going to use for a short while, you're going to leave it behind. Allah wallahu inda usnul ma'ab. That person who strengthens their heart, by Allah, there is a very beautiful abode for it, for such people. For who are that? Allah Ta'ala says, قُلَ أُنَبِّيُكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Should I tell you what is far better than all these things of this world? For who? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Those people who inculcated the love of Allah, who brought taqwa in their heart. Allah has got beautiful gardens, rivers are flowing beneath them, and beautiful, pure woman. And the most important thing, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ Allah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll get that. And who are those people? They beg Allah every day, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, we brought iman, what you have commanded us to do, so please save us from the fire of Jahannam. And these are people who inculcate qualities in their heart from the men of Allah, as-sabirin, was-sadiqin, wal-qanitin. They have got sabr, they give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are humble, they spend in the path of Allah, they are truthful, they are making at the time of sahri, they spend their nights in ibadat, and crying at the time of sahri, they seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people who testify, there is nobody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the malaika also, and the people of knowledge. So follow these people. And the path Allah has chosen for you, in the deen, in the line, Islam. Allah loves the way of Islam, which Allah has shown to you through the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and most important, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So follow the Islam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, not our own idea of Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, don't become like the previous nations. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَكْفُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. That Allah sent to the Jews, the Christians, great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But instead of they recognizing that these men has come as a great favor to us and to show us the path to Allah, in open fields, they used to kill the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They went to such an extent that not only did they not accept, they killed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala says, فَبَشِّرُمْ بِعَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. Give them glad tidings. They think they did something good, but they will see what a terrible punishment they will get. So we also, if we don't accept the men of Allah, and we have evil thoughts, and we talk bad, and we even go worse, we cause them harm, Allah says there's a terrible punishment for you. So, and those people will destroy their iman, they will have nobody to assist them in this world also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explained this qudrat, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. It is Allah Rabbul Izzat who is the owner and the sovereign of the entire universe. Allah gives honor, respect, dignity to whomsoever He desires. Allah Ta'ala can snatch away in a split moment every person's honor, respect, dignity, biyadikal khair. All good is only in the hands of Allah. So turn to Allah. Don't you see too little layla fin nahar? Just now it was night. Who has pushed the night into the day? Who has pushed the day into the night? This is not just natural phenomena that scientists say. This is the work of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah takes out from the dead a loving, and from the loving a dead. From the dead chicken, Allah Ta'ala brings a loving hen. From a loving chicken, Allah brings a dead chicken. وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah feeds whomsoever He desires without any account. So Allah Ta'ala says, make your friendship with Allah. لَا يَتَّخِذُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's not becoming that a true believer makes friendship with the disbelievers. Anyone besides those people who have got iman, don't befriend such people. Don't become so close that you start socializing and you go to their gatherings, you join their clubs, etc. You will lose your iman. Allah knows very, very well what is in your heart. That outwardly you say, that is not my friend, but you like his ways, you like his strength, you like his habits, etc. Allah Ta'ala says that reality will come out on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. You'll see all your actions in front of you. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوء. Whatever evil you did, you'll find it in front of you. Now you will wish that تَوَدُّلُ عَنَّ بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَا وَأَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. I wish between me and my actions is a big distance. Allah Ta'ala says that save yourself in this world. And remember, Allah Ta'ala is very kind with all His believers. And how to save yourself? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ Allah. Inculcate the love of Allah. One easy way to get the love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Follow the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most perfect, the most beautiful example. That example which Allah loves the best. And in return, if you follow Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuhibbukumullah. You'll get the greatest wealth, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will forgive all your sins, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains with regard to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah ta'ala has made them honorable, respectable. But instead of people recognizing that they are the honorable man of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has chosen her, and Allah ta'ala used to give her grace from unseen sources. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with a child without a father. And when her uncle Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam used to go and take care of her, and every time he enters her chambers, then he sees risk those type of fruits which are out of season. Then he asks her, Kale ya Maryam, anna laki haza? Where is all this from? Huwa min indillah. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So certain occasions you should grab. At that time he made dua. Said, oh Allah, if you can give a fruit out of season, I am a man out of season, I am an old man. My wife is also old, she's barren, she can't get children. But you are Allah. You can grant what you want to. So Allah grant me a child. Hunalika da Zakariya Rabba. He grabbed that opportunity, he made dua. Allah ta'ala says, we will bless you with a child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, oh Allah, where will I get the child? Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يَفَعْلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَفَعْلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. What Allah wants to do, there's nothing impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala shows how He chose Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam. He blessed her with this child, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. She was also shocked when the angel came to her and said, Allah is going to bless you with a child. He said, كَأَنَّ يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدْ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرْ. And this shows the height of purity of a woman, that she says, no man has touched me, and I can get a child. He says, this is Allah has chosen you. And Allah doesn't need a man to give a child. Allah doesn't need a woman. Allah's system is that a man and woman will meet and get children. But the sunnah, that is the sunnah of Allah, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is beyond that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's the messenger of Allah. He's not what people made him a god. And he's not what people on the other hand, they say they crucified him. We all have firm belief and iman that Allah ta'ala has raised him and he's in the heavens alive till the day of, till when Allah ta'ala wants to send him back to the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like the Christians and the Jews. Instead of recognizing Allah and following the men of Allah, they argued. Yet they said they are the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Who was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya, Ibrahimu Yahudiya, Ibrahimu Yahudiya, wala Nasraniya, wala kinkana Hanifa Muslima. Ibrahim was not a Jew, not a Christian, not any part of extravagance. He was on the very firm, straight, moderate path, which is the path of Islam. There's no ifrat and tafreed. There's no extravagance. There's no deficiency in Islam. So Allah Ta'ala says, follow this path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which is the path of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala says, يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ. Then Allah will choose, and Allah chooses whom He desires out of His own mercy and kindness. So we should beg Allah Ta'ala to choose us and guide us onto the right path. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Allah ta'ala choose you, now realize you have to do the work of Allah. And when Allah grants you knowledge of deen, realize this is the favor of Allah. You shouldn't use this favor and say, people, مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرِينَ يُوتِيَ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحُكْمُ وَالنُّبُوَةُ ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ كُونَ عِبَادِ اللِّهِ. That I am a great alim, I'm a great chef, now you worship me. No, realize this is the favor of Allah, and join yourself to Allah, and become Rabbaniyin, make people also join to Allah. So follow those ulama that will connect you to Allah, not that will connect you to their own pockets. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, and Allah Ta'ala shows the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they fulfilled their pledge and they knew that they have brought the message of the oneness of Allah. So Allah even took a pledge that if the final Nabi come, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you all follow him? قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا. They said, oh Allah, we take a pledge, we have made a pledge with you, we will follow and we accept all the teachings of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ لَا يَبْغُونَ. If you turn to any way of life besides the one Allah has chosen for you, the deen of Islam, then remember you will go astray. Don't follow on that path. And though remember, iman is very, very valuable. The only the time you will really realize the value of iman when you leave this world. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِمَانِهِمْ ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَنْ تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ. Those people who does believe in Allah and they pass away in this way, the kufr is increasing. Allah says they will never be accepted in the court of Allah. When they come in the year after and they see the value of iman, they'll say, oh Allah, if we got the whole world full of gold, then we will give it, just give us iman. Allah says, all I wanted in the dunya you had to realize. Why you got attached to wealth? If you wanted to get, you wanted iman, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Then spend those things which are beloved to you, which you love, spend it in the path of Allah. That love of dunya will go out of your heart. The love of Allah will come in your heart. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, Allah has given you pure fruit, pure food also. Don't be like the previous nations that they made certain food haram upon themselves. Only what Allah makes haram, you should make haram. Don't go extravagant. Allah Ta'ala further explains and shows that to find Allah, one easy way is connect yourself to Baytullah. Inna wala bayti wudhiya linnas. The first house that Allah Ta'ala has established for His worship is the Kaaba Sharif, which is Mubarak bi Makkah. It is in Makkah Sharif. It is full of blessings. It is full of guidance for the whole world. So when you pray, when you want to worship Allah, face that direction. Allah's special rahmat is descending. Fihi ayatun bayyinat. There are clear signs to recognize Allah. But your heart should be the direction of the arch of Allah, where Allah Ta'ala's special nur will come into your heart. Allah Ta'ala says they don't break up into different groups like the Jews and Christians. What you have to do, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. You work to inculcate taqwa to such an extent, when malakul maut comes to you, you are a firm believer. When the Sahaba heard this ayat that according to the rights of Allah we have to inculcate taqwa, it's very hard. They asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how are we going to do that? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, here Allah explains one way is, why? وَمَنْ يَتَّصِمْ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever holds firm onto the Qur'an-i Kareem, the rope of Allah, don't deviate. Allah will keep you firm. And after that realize we are weak. So وَعْفُ عَنَّا. Beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness all the time. And for this there have to be a group. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةُ يَدُونَ الْخَيْرِ. Calling people towards good. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Stopping people towards evil. This is the path of success, Allah Ta'ala is saying. And on the day of Qiyamah, you'll see whose faces will be shining with nur, and whose faces will be dark. Allah Ta'ala says, follow the path of the previous followers. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat. Those who followed Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how firmly they were on the path of Amr bin Maruf, encouraging towards good and stopping from evil. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again says that don't make the Jews and Christians your friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, if you do that, then you will get the help of Allah. How Allah Ta'ala helped the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, wa laqad nasarakum Allahu bi badri wa antum azilla. You are just a handful and Allah Ta'ala helped you. And what is the sign of appreciation? Fattakullaha la'allakum tashkurun. How do we make shukr? That we inculcate taqwa, we obey the commands of Allah. Further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that wama Muhammadun illa rasul. Yes, we recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest personality, the most lofty in the eyes of Allah. But don't become like the Jews and Christians, make your Nabi a god, or derogate him and cause him harm. No, keep your Nabi on that pedestal which Allah has kept him, and don't turn away when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves the world. You remain firm on that path, and remember Allah Ta'ala is ever loving. Then Allah Ta'ala explains with regard to the battle of Uhud, how Allah Ta'ala again helped the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Allah Ta'ala explains the greatest mercy Allah Ta'ala has sent is to show us the path towards Allah. When Allah has favored the believers, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ. Allah sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem to show us that we should recite Quran-i Kareem to open our hearts, let nur come. purify our hearts and learn the Qur'an-i Kareem and follow their path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that those people who do this, they will be ready and eager to give their lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, when you give your life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those people who have given their lives will the bal ahyaun inda rabbihim yuzakun wala tahsabanna alladhina qutilu fi sabilillah amwata. Don't say that those who gave their lives to Allah, they are loving by Allah, they are enjoying the pleasures of the hereafter. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to follow this beautiful path.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. An Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu anna rajulan سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أي الجهاد أعظم أجرا؟ قال أكثرهم لله تبارك وتعالى ذكرا. قال فأي الصائمين أعظم أجرا؟ قال أكثرهم لله تبارك وتعالى ذكرا. ثم ذكر الصلاة والزكاة والحج والصدقة كل ذلك. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أكثرهم لله تبارك وتعالى ذكرا. فقال أبو بكر لعمر يا أبا حفص ذهب الذاكرون بكل خير. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجل. رواه أحمد. حضرت معاذ رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک شخص نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے پوچھا کون سا جہاد کا اجر سب سے زیادہ ہے؟ ارشاد فرمایا جس جہاد میں اللہ تعالی کا ذکر سب سے زیادہ ہو. پوچھا روزہ داروں میں سب سے زیادہ اجر کسے ملے گا؟ ارشاد فرمایا جو اللہ تعالیٰ کا سب سے زیادہ ذکر کرنے والا ہو. پھر اسی طرح نماز، زکاة، حج اور صدقہ کے متعلق رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ وہ نماز، زکاة، حج اور صدقہ افضل ہے جس میں اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر زیادہ ہو. حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ نے حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ سے فرمایا ابو حفص ذکر کرنے والے ساری خیر و بلائی لے گئے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا بالکل ٹھیک کہتے ہو. حضرت معاذ رضی اللہ عنہ reports that a man once asked Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم which mujahid Islamic fighter earns the greatest reward. Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم replied the one who excels in the ذکر of Allah. The man further asked which of those who keep fast attain the greatest reward. Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم again replied the one who excels in the ذکر of Allah. The man then repeated the same question regarding salah, zakah, hajj and sadaqah, and each time received the same reply, that is the one who excels in the ذکر of Allah جل جلاله. Upon hearing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه said to Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه, Abu Hafs, it seems as if the ذاكرين, those who make the ذكر of Allah جل جلاله, have taken all that is good. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, most certainly. Hazrat Muaz رضي الله عنه reports that a man once asked Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم which mujahid Islamic fighter earns the greatest reward. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah. The man further asked which of those who keep fast attain the greatest reward. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again replied the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah. The man then repeated the same question regarding salah, zakah, hajj and sadaqah, and each time received the same reply, that is the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Upon hearing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, Abu Hafs, it seems as if the zakirin, those who make the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu, have taken all that is good. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, most certainly.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني تلمراه جايك ميدانه تهتو اور میرے تم میں بجایا بغی درد دل ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا ڈر دے دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یارم طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ میری امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بن کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے مستان میں آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ Mm-hmm. ایسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جن جلال متعال شنو، اللہ 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 شیر و شکر میش و جان ہم تمام۔ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ۔ اللہ 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 اللہ۔ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ۔ كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام۔ اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله۔ اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، وأتمم علينا نعمتك، وأسبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين۔ اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك۔ اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد۔ اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا رب بالمصطفى، بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم۔ سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.